The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Linda Reed Enova, and along with Clive Enova, I am your host for this podcast. Now, in this episode, we are meeting Abigail Gatling, and she's a seasoned communication strategist and the founder of Chris Communications, an agency that provides expert marketing and communication solutions. And as a marketer myself, I love having a chat with a marketer. So let's dive right in.
I'm excited to be on the podcast. It's because through my business, I have managed to find my passion. I have been able to be so much happier in my life. I would like to help people by sharing my story of how I started my business, my steps to doing that, how I've made it successful. We are over 4 years old and I have a team of four now. Just share my experience along the way, because if there are other people who feel like they are a little bit stuck and where I was in a career that was good but just not fulfilling me, it's never too late to pivot, change direction, and start your own business and start living the life that you want.
We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it coffee, tea, or something else? Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both? What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down? And what is one word to describe your journey so far?
Ooh, these are some really great questions. Thank you for asking. Coffee or tea? I am definitely a tea person. I come from a British and Irish family, and I think on average I probably drink about 12 cups of tea a day. Don't tell my dentist because they keep telling me to cut down. But yes, I will always drink tea, but I do love to sneak in a coffee every now and then. Okay, cool. Am I an early bird or a night owl? I am generally a night owl. I love to sleep. I struggle to fall asleep sometimes because I have so many ideas going on in my brain. But once I get to sleep, I want to stay sleeping. So I can never be an early bird. Now, the book that I'm currently reading, I like to get all of my books secondhand from the thrift shop. I like to treat it as a lucky dip. And pretty much I exclusively only read autobiographies and biographies because I love being a little fly on the wall and learning about people's journeys. So my latest book that I'm reading is by Mindy Kaling, who is the writer and actor, and it's her book, Why Not Me? And while I'm reading it, I can't help but read it in her voice in my head. I feel like she's narrating it to me while I'm reading it. And one word to describe my journey so far, I'm taking this as my journey in business. I think exciting is the word, because I still can't get over the thrill that this is all my business and I have 100% autonomy and control over the direction that I take it in. And that is such an exciting idea for me. After working in some pretty big companies and in the government and in the university system, where they are just these huge machines and you have very little impact and so many rules and regulations keeping you on track. So I'm still pinching myself that I'm able to run my own business, even though it's been, over 4 years.
Abigail, you've hit the nail on the head there. I completely understand it. What it's like to leave that big corporate world where you're no longer part of the machine and run your own business. It is a pinch yourself moment. And I must admit, after 15 years, I still do the same occasionally. I'm so grateful for the people that I get to work with and the people that we get to communicate. And also being at the start of the brands, I do love that. Now it's time for us to hear a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in your profession or your field? Was it something that you first started in? Was it something that maybe you fell into? How did you get started? Tell us a little bit behind that story.
So I shared a little bit about my journey before, but how did I get to actually starting my own marketing business. I had a kind of a funny career path. I always thought I was a creative person and did art throughout high school until I got to my final year and my teacher changed suddenly and I received the very first fail mark of my life. And so I went from having such an insane passion for art and creativity to being scarred by this, and I shut it out of my life completely. So I went to university to become a teacher, and then I ended up moving into workplace training and adult education. And that kind of took me on a career path of working in the government and working for universities. And eventually I was on a management track, looking after bigger and bigger teams and bigger budgets and getting further and further away from the creative life that I once had. And then I just realized that after a couple of years, I was so extremely stressed by my work and I had lost my passion for it and I wasn't refilling my cup in any way. I was just working hard and I had a very busy life and I had put all this pressure on myself just to keep going up and up in the corporate ladder. After some reflection, I realized that what was missing was that creativity that I had squashed out of myself after I received that fail mark in high school. Noting this, I actually started trying to find opportunities to get my creative fix. I started freelancing at nighttime and at weekends. I taught myself graphic design. And then after a while, I realized I was actually far more enjoying what I was doing at nighttime and on weekends than I was during my working day. And I realized something has got to change. I also was reflecting on my time doing the freelancing and realized there was actually a gap in the market for these micro-sized professional businesses. So the people who are between, you know, 1 and 5 staff members in a business, I realized that they were being missed in terms of the marketing offering and they were crying out for reliable and affordable marketing support. So after a while, I backed myself, I quit my job and I founded Crisp Communications. And now I get to work with people who quite often, due to their size, they don't have the support or the expertise or the time to do marketing in-house. And so we offer that support as an outsourced offering. And since then, my team has grown rapidly. We have 4 people and we work with businesses all across Australia and a few internationally as well.
Was there any defining moments within your journey? What was the moment that was clear to you that this was the thing that was going to work for you or wasn't going to work for you? And just explain that a little bit along the way for us.
The defining moment for me to actually quit my job and start my own business was I was watching a documentary on Netflix called 7 Days Out. And it was this show about 7 days out from these really big events and how people prepared for it. So there was 7 days out from a restaurant reopening after 2 years of renovations. There was 7 days out from this massive dog show and how the team were preparing for that. And one of them was 7 days out from the end of this NASA program that had been running for 40 years or something like that. And talking about how they're 7 days out from the end of this project finishing. And the documentary had all these interviews with various members of the team, and they're talking about how exciting it is that this project is finally coming to the end. They've achieved all they need to achieve. They've got all the data they need to get and what the impact is going to be and what the next iteration of this project will be. And I found myself crying. I realized that I had tears streaming down my face while I was watching this. And it was because these interviews, they were talking about their reflections of their time working together with people in their team and collaborating and coming up with new ideas and spitballing and basically appreciating each other for their talents and for their creative solutions to these problems that they were facing. And I realized that I was crying because I did not have that. I didn't have a team that I loved working with. I didn't have the opportunity to flex my creative problem solving. I wasn't doing something that I was passionate about. And these tears came out of me without me even realizing it. And so I turned to my husband and I said, I'm going to quit my job tomorrow. And so I did.
How do you balance your personal life and your business?
Wow, yes. Achieving balance between your personal life and your business life can be super, super tough, especially when you are just starting out your business. This is likely the time that you are being a solopreneur. You're the only person working on the business. And so if you're not working, then nothing gets done. So what that means is that you take on more and more work. You end up absolutely just blowing out your work hours. And I certainly felt this in my business. I realized that as we were growing, because there was such a need for the business, we were growing and I was saying yes to everything, taking everything more on to my plate. And then I found myself working evenings, weekends, public holidays, thinking about it all the time and just feeling so exhausted. My husband recognized this and we actually booked a holiday away and I prepped all my clients, said I'm taking a week off and took ourselves to the beach. Unfortunately, the first 3 days, all we did was sleep. Because my husband runs his own business as well, and he was in a similar position to me. And we had absolutely just run ourselves ragged. We were absolutely exhausted, and we couldn't enjoy our time at the beach because we were catching up on sleep. So that's my lesson to all business owners out there is don't let it get to that point. Make your hire earlier than you think you need to, because it is always a good idea. If you're that busy that you are working so many hours in the day, it means that there is a demand for your business and that there will continue to be a demand for it after you add your new staff member on, and you're likely to be able to fill their plate really quickly if that's the case. That is how I have maintained balance in my personal life and my business life, is that whenever I feel like my days are getting longer and longer and my to-do list is never ending, that's the time that I need to hire someone new. And it is fantastic to welcome someone new into the team, and it gives you a bit more of your time back. So fantastic, fantastic opportunity to hire someone is great. So a challenge that I have faced in my business, again, relating back to hiring people, is that two challenges. One, you love it so much and it's been your personal project for so long. It's so hard to let go and pass it on to someone else, but you need to do it. And two, when you let it go and you invite others into your team to support you, how do you manage the consistency and how do you manage it to continue to be the same standard as what you have been offering? The way I have done that is I allow people to shadow me in my work so they can see the way that I do it, ask me questions. I certainly don't think that I do it the best way. I always open and invite feedback from my team. And it's a really great way for them to learn to see how it's done and then put their own stamp on it. Now, because we are pretty much all remote, the way we do that is through Zoom calls. I do a lot of screen recording when I take people through processes. I show them exactly what I'm doing on my screen, supplemented with process documents as well. So then they can follow along as they're doing it the first time and they can refer back to it time and time again. Since then, also having peer reviewing in my team also helps with the consistency and the standards, because once you train one person, then they know what to look for and they know what's expected and they can help you build a bit of consistency with the rest of the people in the team. I know it's scary to hire someone financially. It's also scary to hire someone from letting go, releasing, but it's always worth it if you do it at the right time and you do it in a strategic way.
Good delegation is absolutely key when it comes to business and growth. And it is scary financially, as you said, to hire someone. But doing things like the screencasting that you've just spoken about is highly valuable, not only to the person we're onboarding, but to us as a business owner having our processes and procedures. And for the listeners who know me, they know I love my processes and procedures here.
The future of business is always changing. So it's an important question that we ask you in the Business Owners Podcast about the future of your industry. So how do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field? Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field? And what advice would you give to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries, and it's important as business owners we encourage and we support them along the journey.
It might be the teacher in me, but I am so passionate about helping the next generation of creatives make it in this world, especially making it as a business owner in this world, because there's so long been this association that if you're a creative, you're going to be the starving artist and you'll never make money out of it. But you have talents and you have skills and you have so much to offer. And if you can leverage that and use that to make your living, then you are just going to live the absolute best life doing what you love and also being able to earn a crust. I'm really passionate about this, and I actually do a couple of different things in my business to help support this. I am a mentor for university students. We also take on interns and guide them for a few weeks in our team so they can see how it happens. I also hope that through my podcast, I'm opening opportunities and expanding people's minds about creativity and what creative roles and creative careers look like. My goal is to help people launch their own creative careers and actually be successful. And it's certainly because I went on this track of not being creative in my career, and I thought maybe I was too old or I was too high in the pay bracket for me to be able to take that chance and bet on myself and start again from the bottom. And it never is too late. You can do it and you can be successful. You're not going to be behind the eight ball forever. So that's what I'm passionate about. My dream projects or collaborations in the future. Oh, again, I just want to keep going on this sharing my story kind of path. I have a dream to write a book about my experience at some point in the future. I feel like I love autobiographies and biographies so much. It would be such a shame to not write my own to share with my future family and the next generation of creatives coming out. And my advice for someone who's just starting out and wanting to launch a creative career is that it's never too late. If you are not quite ready to make the jump, there are always ways to have things going on the side that can help you feel more prepared. So, for example, when I was working full time, I did do some freelancing on the side. I did internships over the weekends. I really practiced and learnt and soaked up everything from the people around me. So then when I was ready to make that jump, I felt fully prepared. So look for opportunities in your immediate circle. If there's nothing there, look a little further. There's great communities online. If you're still at university, then there's internships and mentoring programs. There's always something out there for you to be able to access.
Abigail, it's powerful to see that you are giving back to the future and through the mentoring that you're doing in university and all of those opportunities out there. There is something really special about being teachers and being able to help others navigate their way, not only within the industry, but also on how to do things, not just in the industry, but also on how to do things within their own business. I would like to thank you, Abigail, for joining us. Where can our listeners of the Business Owners Podcast find you?
If you would like to get in touch, then please feel free to get in touch with me via my website, www.crispcoms.co. That's crispcoms.co. And reach out. You can have a little bit of a sticky beak about the things that we have on offer. And there's an opportunity for you to book in a time with me and just have a chat. Really looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you once again, Abigail, for joining us for the Business Owners Podcast. If you've enjoyed Abigail's story, make sure that you connect with her and you subscribe for more stories and tips in the Business Owners Podcast, just like these. We have an amazing lineup of episodes still coming your way.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.